Welcome back, everybody, to episode 23 of Stirring the Pot. We are back again and finally posting again. We do apologize for all of the breaks in posting. We had a little bit of trouble. We had some technical difficulties for a while, but we are back. And we've got a few episodes for you coming up in the next few weeks before we head off for summer vacation. But first, before we get into stuff like that, boys, how we doing?
Doing pretty good. We had a few hiccups here in the studio before we even started, but we fixed it. We saved about 2 hours of time doing that.
Yeah.
So props to all of us for putting our thinking caps on for a couple seconds.
Yes, we did.
I feel elated to be here, Connor.
You feel elated?
I feel elated.
Love
I feel
the
great.
Vocabulary.
Yeah.
Thank
Love
you.
It.
I anyway. Feel prosperous.
Ooh. Yeah. Prosperous. I like that.
Ooh, busting out the big vocab banks for this one.
That's very ethereal.
We're recording this on the day apparently every NFL wide receiver's role model passed away this morning.
Yeah.
A true pioneer in car related football player incidents passed away this morning.
Yes, and one of the let's say he's not on the loose anymore. He's not black, he's OJ. OJ Simpson has died. And it is his long, lengthy battle with cancer at 76. I don't really know if we should speak more on that topic.
Probably
shouldn't. But yeah. Before we get into what we're going to be doing today, obviously you guys will see it in the title of this video. We are going to be doing our pre-draft NFL power rankings. Is there anything else we need to talk about before we head into it? How's everybody's week been?
I think it's been great. You know, the guards are on a bit of a roll.
Oh, and they're about to lose three straight to the Yankees.
No. Stephen Kwan is going to run wild on your franchise.
Okay, yeah. Buddy.
Ain't that right, RJ?
Okay, buddy.
I'm so excited to watch the Pittsburgh Pirates lose to the Phillies for four
both
games
our,
in a row.
All of our teams play each other this weekend.
Yeah. Look at that.
Phillies play the Pirates. Yankees play the Guardians in Cleveland.
Yes, we do.
Wow, what a week. What a week it has been. NBA standings.
Both. Earthquake in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Gotta love it. A lot of news.
Solar eclipse.
Where in Jersey was that?
Lebanon.
Web.
Okay. And there's a potential tornado today. So everyone watch out.
And flooding. Both.
Yeah.
Wow, double whammy today down here in Morgantown.
Yeah. Morgantown is not best friends with Mother Nature right now. And there is a tornado apparently supposed to be coming to us today, and much like us today.
More on that later.
Much like speaking of tornadoes, NFL free agency, we already talked about it, but we are going to be getting into the post-free agency power rankings. Now, we all had a bit of a different criteria for this, but this is just our personal opinions. We're probably going to yell at each other a few times, but strap on in. And we are going to be starting with the number 32 team in the NFL. Now, I guess I'll kick it off, and then we will go off by team. Number 32, personally, I think it goes without saying, the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos 32.
Solid agreement on that one. Broncos. Solid 32. Agreement. Because name one star player on that team. Name one.
I have the Panthers.
You have the Panthers?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're going to go by team. Where'd you have the Broncos?
Oh, I had the Broncos at 27.
Whoa!
27?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like with PS2, the defense isn't horrible.
I feel like
they still have a couple solid guys on the defensive side.
That's PS2 and the Houston Roughnecks in that defense.
Just imagine, John, let's put it in perspective for you now. Imagine the Jets with just Sauce Gardner on the defense.
Womp
we'd get torched.
Yeah, you would get cooked.
We'd get cooked.
Who's their starting quarterback, Nico?
It's Jared Stidham.
Exactly.
My friend actually got blocked by him on Instagram.
Who is their wide receiver one?
They have Cortland Sutton, Josh Reynolds, Marvin Mims, Lil' Jordan Humphrey, Tim Patrick.
Oh, Lil' Jordan.
Lil' Jordan Humphrey, they get meaningful snaps.
They also have Javonte Williams, who in my opinion is a solid back.
Yeah.
Baron Browning was decent. Alex Singleton's okay. Caden Stearns was all right.
I don't think it matters who the receivers are. You have Jarrett Stidham throwing to them.
Obviously, I don't think they're a great team, but I think you guys are really, like, burying them.
Personally, with 2022 excluded, does Greg Dulcich move you?
No, but they do have Adam Trautman.
I don't think they want to win football games this year. I don't think they want to win.
Yeah, I feel like they're not trying to win.
I think they're tanking.
They've
it's pretty obvious. I mean,
yeah.
They have $40 million in dead cap.
Yeah.
For just sitting there.
I genuinely don't think there's going to be a consensus pick in this.
For my criteria,
I think one might be a consensus.
Apparently not.
Oh.
I've been having some discussions per source. I've heard through team discussions that there has been somebody who did not have, I'm pretty sure me and John are on the same page about the number one.
You can't bet against him at this point. Exactly. In his career. You can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, never mind.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Yes. Oh, okay. This can't get heated.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
RJ, where do you have the Broncos?
I had the Broncos at 31.
I feel like that's the only other acceptable place for the Broncos to be.
Yeah.
Just nothing about that team.
They don't want to win games.
Nothing about that team
really
moves me.
They don't want to win games.
I mean, Sean Payton, for my criteria, I did mostly coaches. I just look at Sean Payton, and I think he's just in it for the money at this point. I don't really think he brings that morale or anything to the team at all. He's just here for simply the money. He was traded here. I don't think he can help this team. I mean, he treated Russell Wilson like garbage. I really don't see him as just a mover for this team. Like, please get a new coach. I just don't see it. I don't like him as a person. I did on the Saints, just not here.
I feel like Sean Payton is kind of living by a YOLO kind of thing. It's like, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. He's just trying to have fun on the Broncos at this point. He's just bored.
One more thing before we do go on. I'm just going to name some opponents the Broncos play this season. We got Browns, Steelers, Chiefs twice, obviously.
Oh.
Tampa, we got Seattle, your Jets, the Bengals, Raiders twice, obviously. And they play the Colts.
3 years in a row? Damn.
Baltimore.
Yep, Baltimore as well.
They're screwed.
Yeah. I don't see this team getting more than
three wins. I give them three max.
If they get 4 wins...
Well, you got to realize you're going to upset somebody.
Yeah, they're going to have some. Imagine they beat the Chiefs.
Upset pick of the year. Broncos over the Jets.
Imagine they beat the Chiefs.
They're 2-15.
Book
it. They're 2-15. They have 2 wins against the Chiefs.
Oh, book it. Denver over the Jets. Book it. John's going to kill me.
We've played him 3 years in a row, and we've beat him. And we're going to play him 3 years in a row. We've beat him 2 years in a row already.
John's going to kill me.
And they're at MetLife this time. We're not in Denver. Denver's turf has killed Elijah Vera Tucker twice. So
let's go for three. Going for a three-peat.
Oh, my God.
Next team we are going to go on, which I think me, Dom, and John are going to have consensus with. That 31, I've got the Panthers.
I actually don't have Panthers.
Really?
I have my Panthers at... my math's all wrong. I have them at 28.
I feel it... See, the thing is with the Panthers, where'd you have them, Dom?
I have them the same place as you, but
31.
Main concerns, like, they have the bright spot in Deontay Johnson and Adam Thielen. That's a great start. Great start. Good development for Bryce Young. But you look at this O-line, you look at everything here, and we're paying Jadeveon Clowney and players that aren't really deserving that much of a bag, that much money to play for a team. Like, they really don't want to be on this team. They're like, here. Take like 50 mil. Please play for our team, please.
Yeah, there was wasn't it the guard from the Dolphins that they poached?
Robert Hunt.
100 mil.
Yeah.
I mean, their GM is
like 100 mil.
20 mil a year.
That GM is a nightmare to work for. No coach wants to work for him.
Dave Tepper, man.
Yeah, he needs to go.
He's by far the worst. He's by far the worst owner in the league.
Oh yeah, David Tepper.
He took that title from Gabe's favorite man in the world. Yeah.
A legend.
Yeah, what a guy.
Absolutely.
I guess I have them higher just because I buy into their coach a lot. They got Dave Canales to be coach. That's why I picked them higher. Also, Bryce Young wasn't an overall pick for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, there's obviously promise there. He had a bad rookie year, but I think he's going to get better this year. I think he'll be better. And out of all the bottom-tier teams, this is, I guess, the most confident, like, quarterback scenario I feel about. Quarterback-head coach combination. I think Bryce Young will play better this year than he did last year. I don't think it'll be as bad as last year. He's going to have another year of development in his belt, obviously out of that bad Frank Reich hire.
Yeah. I was just about to say the Dave Canales hire. That's an excellent hire for the team. I hate that because I love Dave Canales as a coach. I thought he was great for the Bucs, but throwing him into the fire that is the Carolina Panthers is just...
He has a good young quarterback.
Yeah, it just feels dirty. But I feel like 31 personally is low. I feel like they're going to exceed my expectations.
Yeah, I kind of projected a bit more.
Like Don was saying, Deontay Johnson. I like Chuba Hubbard. I think Chuba Hubbard's
and
a
they
good back.
Well, no, never mind, wrong team.
No, that's Tennessee.
That's Tennessee. I mix them all the time.
The loss of Brian Burns. They lost.
That does hurt.
The thing, why I put them so low is because they lost three key defensive players. They lost Brian Burns.
Chin.
They lost Frankie Louvu, and they lost Jeremy Chin. which is three of their cornerstone defensive players. So I was really high on the Panthers' defense coming into the past season because they were good. I thought they really had a lot of potential, but now that most of those players are gone, it just feels like they're starting over again.
Yeah, they've got that quarterback develop. That's their number one goal this year. Bryce Young. He's been out of their number one overall pick. They traded a bunch of crap to get.
Make him look like a quarterback who can actually start in this league.
They had some good games on the stretch. Think of the Packers game.
He was
playing better on the stretch than he was at the start.
He's had some moments, but, I mean, I have him at 32. I'm not going to move him until I see something. Like, they were just so bad last year.
I'm projecting more to see. I think I'll see something there.
Yeah.
The rest of the roster is... Yeah, he has good receivers. I'll give him that. He has good receivers. A good receiver.
Mind you, once we... I'd assume we make some sort of mid-season ranking, these will not be the same.
Oh, no.
So this is just a projection of what we think will go down, which...
We'll probably have a post-draft eventually. Or a preseason.
Probably. Preseason. I think that's... We on next team?
Nico, where did you put the Panthers?
I had them 32.
Okay.
Good man.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I feel like there's not much to say about some of these bottom teams. Mm-hmm. Next team for me, the Giants, I had them at 30.
I had them at 30, actually, too.
Yeah.
I had them at 30.
The Giants, I had them at 27.
Okay.
I actually agreed with you on that one, Nico. I had them at 27 as well.
Huh.
Good
this
man.
This is a bit of a more mixed bag of a team because they're paying Daniel Jones a lot of money, $140 million. And he really just had one great flash in the pan year, and they lost the engine of their offense for that playoff run they had. And I guess on the flip side, you got Brian Burns, and you're putting him next to Kayvon Thibodeau, forming a scary defensive line. And your young players have a better shot to develop. I think Deontay Banks is going to get better. Evan Neal is going to get better. Hopefully, have a more defined role next year, but. I think the one thing about the Giants that can't be overlooked, their receiver room is hot quack.
It's terrible, yeah. And their
it's
receivers
terrible.
Their receivers are pretty much anything but good. I do, however, like Jalen Hyatt.
I
think Hyatt's got a lot of potential.
He's the one guy I like. They're just missing that true one receiver.
Yeah.
And they have been since OBJ.
They've got so many guys that are so like boomer bust, like Wandale Robinson.
Yeah.
They've got so many like weird names out there that you just like, oh, they were pretty good coming out of the draft. They were good in college. But they just haven't found a home. They haven't found their stride yet in the
league. They haven't, you're right.
I have an interesting take about the Giants, and this has to do with the draft, but if you really think about it, it has to do with this season. I think the Giants trade their pick, and they build a lot of smoke about drafting McCarthy, right?
This is one of the more interesting teams to watch into the draft.
Exactly.
Because they can, like, that wide receiver room looks a lot different if you have Malik Nabers in there next year, or Romo Dunze.
Say you trade... With Minnesota at 11, so you get 11 and a couple other picks. And if you're the Giants at 11, you maybe take a little bit of a reach on a receiver, but you take a receiver.
A Brian Thomas type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say you take him at 11, which I know is high, but if you consider the next year's draft scenario, you can draft a quarterback next year, most likely probably yours or someone who's on that list, and have that quarterback of the future there, and then cut Jones next offseason.
Even though they lost Saquon, they brought in Devin Singletary to be running back.
I like
that. Buffalo
solid
connection. Get, yeah.
And they recently just came out this morning, they're having Trey Benson for a top 30 visit.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
I don't think the loss of Saquon is going to hurt them that much. It's much more of a moral blow.
Yeah.
Because he went to a division rival.
Yeah.
But I think I would swap Saquon for Brian Burns any day. Personally.
Yeah, and I think the big thing, like you said about Trey Benson, I see Devin Singletary as more of like an elusive back. He gets out there and he gets out there into space. He makes plays. I think Trey Benson would be the perfect complementary back to him. I feel like Trey Benson's more of like a power back. He'll get you the downs. He had one of the highest broken tackle rates in college football last year, but especially like you said with the loss of Saquon. Saquon was kind of a do-it-all back. Now, if you get two backs that can combine to be Saquon, that I think is something special because then you have a dual threat and then you just have separate entities coming together.
I would agree. And also, I feel like he's off their minds now. The saga's over. He's not a problem anymore. You can move past him. So the past few years have kind of been in this, will they sign him, will they not sign him, will they tag him again, kind of like vicious cycle. Now they're out of that. I think the biggest issue with them is that quarterback room.
Yeah.
It's a quarterback controversy. It's a quarterback controversy, and that's never fun to have for your team.
Personally, I don't know if this is biased or not, but I do I don't want to say it. It sounds really weird coming off the tongue, but I think Drew Lock wins the job by the end of the year.
I don't think you
can. At least for the year. I think
they're going to – by the end of the season?
Yeah.
I would say so. I don't think he wins the job out of camp. I think Jones starts out of camp.
I'd say midseason he at least gets the job. That's my prediction.
I'd say Jones probably tails off towards like mid to end of the year, and Locke comes in and takes that job from him, at least for the year.
And they could draft the quarterback. They very much could draft the quarterback and say, screw both those guys.
I think that's unlikely. If you're using the long term smart scenario, you trade the pick and you draft a quarterback next year.
Yeah, but this is the Giants. They don't make smart choices.
It's very true, but we got to think from a smart perspective. But New York is going to be a very interesting team.
It's a fun team to follow this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who do we got next?
Who is it?
Next, 29. Oh, we're just kind of going off my list. It's kind of like the master list. 29, I have the Cardinals.
Oh, I have them high, actually. I have them 24.
I have the Cardinals.
I had them at 24, John.
Hey, there we go. I'm higher on the Cardinals.
Actually, I'll do you one better. We had them at 23.
Oh,
wow.
The Cardinals have no wide receivers.
They don't have any wide receivers.
Marvin
Harrison. The wide receiver one's yet. Chris Moore.
Yeah, but they don't have him yet. This is pre-draft.
You goof.
Yeah, but this like, you kind of like, I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to say the Bears starting quarterback is like, who's their biggest quarterback agent. One?
Yeah, agent. Because that's
I mean, technically you can project like towards what you think they'll look like, but this is just like I guess we're going off our mock drafts basically.
Yeah,
kind of.
Well, if we're going off the mock drafts, mine is very different.
I'm figuring
there were certain teams that I went off the mock draft for.
It's like there's like I took the Bears into account thinking they'd have Caleb.
They've had
Jaden Daniels. I took the Cardinals thinking they're going to have one of their receivers.
Yep. So really, we just went with the obvious picks here for the draft.
Once you get lower, it kind of gets harder to judge.
I just think that this Cardinals team, even if they had that solid wide receiver one like Marvin Harrison, they're still not going to be good.
Yeah.
They don't have a good team around them.
Exactly. They brought in three players this offseason, three notable ones. Jonah Williams, Sean Murphy, and Browns legend Mack Wilson.
Okay.
Browns legend.
I mean, the wide receiver one's Chris Moore. Who's the wide receiver two? Greg Dortch?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. They suck.
Greg Dortch is pretty good.
No, he's not. He's like 5'8".
Okay. The one bright spot for that offense, Trey McBride.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with
that's
that.
That's great.
I have a lot of faith in Kyler.
I do too.
I like Kyler.
The defense.
But if you don't surround him with like much other than Trey McBride, then it's like...
But it's the fact that... You can have as much offense as you want. You could give Kyler like Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins both in their prime. They don't have a defense. They're not going to win without a defense.
Yeah, their defense struggles, but I think they have a good coach in place who can make that defense somewhat resemble.
They have
a good thing.
Buddha Baker and Byron Murphy, and those are the only two people they
have a second first round pick.
Those are the only two. I feel like it's just weird. They're such a weird team. I just had to put them low.
They are a very weird team.
They're so boom or bust. Depending on the draft, they're boom or bust.
Because remember, 2 years ago, they had a crazy run. They had the undefeated start, and they lost the game to the Packers on Thursday.
The 7-0 with J.J. Watt.
Oh, my God.
I just see, whenever I look at this team, and you think about Marvin Harrison Jr. joining this team, you just think about Buffalo. I think about Buffalo a lot because I just see that Stephon Diggs and... Josh Allen type of look. That's how I see it. That's why I placed him so high. I'd call it more hype, more around that. But I just think that they have a great potential. And you also, though, have to consider, though, they play in a very hard division with the Niners, the Rams, and the Seahawks, that's a very competitive division with good defenses.
Yeah.
We have a new special guest.
We have Gabe back.
Gabe's here, finally. Here.
Hey.
How we doing, Gabe?
I'm cold.
You're cold?
It was pouring rain the whole time I was up on the track.
Is it still raining?
Yes. That's bad, but like...
Okay.
It was pretty common.
Rain is rain.
That's why you bring an umbrella, kids.
Yep, bring an umbrella, boy.
Kane.
Gabe, thoughts on the Cardinals?
What? Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts on the Cardinals, Gabe.
I like the Cardinals.
Brother, who's a wide receiver? Name one.
Greg Dortch, that's it.
Other than Greg Dortch.
Marvin Harrison. It's draft, man. Draft.
It's pre-draft.
Pre-draft.
Oh, it's pre-draft? Oh.
Yeah. Well, you can project, you gotta project they
Chris
have
Moore.
Someone.
Chris Moore is the wide receiver.
I kind of like Chris Moore if it was like 2019.
That's 5 years ago.
All right,
who do they got next?
They still have Andy Isabella or whatever.
Let's move on.
No, he's been gone.
I next have the Raiders at 28.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Mm.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. All right. Whoa.
I'm very low on this team.
I have them at 21.
I'm very low on this team.
I have them at 18.
That's insane.
I have
them. I'm with them. They brought in Christian Wilkins.
Okay.
With Max Crosby, that D-line's insane.
Okay.
And they have Gardner Minshew.
Who's Gardner Minshew throwing to other than
Devontae Adams?
Other than Devontae Adams.
Jacoby Myers?
Yeah. Okay.
That's as good a 1-2 as any of the league.
Jacoby Myers moves you?
Okay. Hold on.
Who's their tight end?
Who's their running back?
Michael Mayer, who
that's
I'm high
great,
on.
That's a great.
Oh, yeah. Alexander Madison, Zamir White. That is a good point.
Mid.
Oh, my God.
They have bad running backs, but I think they have a great defense.
I don't mind their defense. Nate Hobbs, Marcus Epps, Trayvon Mobrick, Jack Jones.
I just don't think. I will say this, and I know I've been known to glaze him. I think Gardner Minshew should be given the Steichen tax. I think it was. I think a lot of the reason why he was so. I mean, he's a good quarterback. I love Gardner Minshew. But I think his stats were inflated because he played under such a good quarterback developer. I think you'll see him regress with Antonio Pierce. But I just don't like this Raiders team at all.
I love this. I love this Raiders team.
They also have Tyree Wilson. Like
you
that D-line
that's
is
a
crazy.
Filthy D-line.
That's a crazy D-line.
Love.
I don't.
This
I'm higher
Raiders
on it. I'm
team.
Higher on it than
the
most people.
Raiders.
I think it's gonna be a fun team to watch this year.
Gabe, I'm taking a quack on this. They are hot dog.
What, the Raiders?
Max Crosby being close to Christian Wilson.
Wait. Let's see how far down I have them.
Okay, name someone in their secondary. The only one I can think of is Trayvon Moore.
Wait, well, number 28,
what about
right?
Isaiah Polamalu? We go by team.
I
don't know Isaiah Polamalu.
I
have
27.
Thank you.
I had him at 26.
I think I'll rate them higher after the draft.
I think they have a middle-of-the-pack defense, and they have a solid offense if they can bring in a quarterback and a good running back. Simple as that.
But they didn't.
Okay, so like,
but they will.
I'm going to be honest, Nico.
But they didn't yet.
And I know he's a great wide receiver. Devontae Adams does not move me as much as he did when he was a Packer.
That's very true.
Well, it's because he doesn't have the ayahuasca legend Aaron Rodgers with him.
Exactly.
He had John Smith. Who was his name? Who was the quarterback last year?
John's treating him like
he's
a
kid. He had Aiden O'Connell.
He had Aiden O'Connell and Jimmy G pre-PEDs.
Yeah.
So
and
he
Devontae
beat
Adams won
Aiden
almost
a proven quarterback.
He beat
Ohio State.
A cameraman.
Aiden O'Connell is borderline bald, and he's built like a 6'3 construction.
Aiden O'Connell is a UFL quarterback.
Okay, Aiden O'Connell looks like if he was shorter Australian Zach Edey.
he looks
both
like
went to Purdue.
You know that movie with
I come from a land down under.
You know that movie with Tobey Maguire where he was like the army guy and then is like his cousin? He looks like a bigger version of that guy.
You know what I did? We got to change teams. We got to go faster.
Yeah. The Raiders suck. That's my final take.
I've learned not right off Gardner Minshew.
Moving
personally,
on.
Personally, I think he should have started over Lawrence's rookie year, but it's fine. 27. I've got the New England Patriots.
I have them at 31. This team sucks.
I have the
this
Patriots at 29.
I have them at 29.
I have them at 30.
This team is hot quack.
Their wide receivers are Kendrick Bourne and KJ Osborne.
Yeah. They're good.
Bailey Zappi is leading the helm right now.
Jacoby
Brissett.
Oh, I forgot about Jacoby. Well, in the depth chart, depth chart, it's Zappi at 1.
That's why I said 30, because Jacoby Brissett can at least squeeze a few more wins
exactly.
out of the 30.
He got a 500 season out of the Browns a couple years ago.
Well, the only thing you can use for the Patriots' defense is that they got
their
they have Judon.
They brought Duggar back.
AFC only talkie-talkie.
Well, they got that Josh Uche guy for like 8 mil, which is like a steal.
I like
it. Or it might have been 2 mil. It was something extremely low.
They also did bring back Mike Onwenu. I like their O-line. Connor McDermott, Cole Strange, David Andrews, CeeDee Sal, Mike Onwenu.
Okay. Before we keep talking about the Patriots, that Bill Belichick reaching on Cole Strange might be one of the better draft picks I've ever seen.
It was actually not a bad draft
pick. It's not a bad draft pick. He was a good prospect.
He was like a terrible draft pick. You could have got the guy in the fourth round.
He was a third round prospect, and they drafted him in the first, and he turned out to be a good guard.
Like I said, you could have got him in the second or third round. You could have got him on day two.
Look at the Patriots' secondary. Jonathan Jones, Kyle Duggar, Jabril Peppers, Christian Gonzalez.
That is nice.
Marcus Jones as well.
That is nice.
That's a nice secondary.
That's what I'm saying.
They need an offense.
This offense just sucks.
I think a big part of why the Pats sucked last year is because Gonzo was out for the year.
Yeah, he was amazing when he started.
I think if Gonzo comes back and he's anything like he was to start out last year, this Patriots team
it'll be a good
will
defense.
Rise in my rank.
It'll be a good Wait, defense. What the about offense the, sucks.
What about the okay? What about the needle mover and Antonio Gibson?
About
needle
mover
so far. Antonio Gibson.
He's a real needle mover. Better. No, he's not.
Okay,
he's not
Nico, you're forgetting it's the biggest X factor of why the Patriots sucked last year. Mac Jones was their quarterback.
Yeah, now he's
Bailey
in Jacksonville.
Was
rapping.
Also their quarterback, and they're both.
We have Jacoby. I'm saying Jacoby Brissett is the backup. You must be a Bill Belichick clone. If you're studying Bailey Zappi
over
Jacoby Brissett.
What about Madden legend Nathan Rourke?
No. All right, that's how we know it's time to switch teams. Yeah. Number 26 is a team that I'm very low on personally, the Vikings.
Yes, I'm at 26.
I have the Vikings at 30.
Wow.
That's
Gabe,
really
you're going
to
hate me for this, but I placed the Washington Commanders in number 26.
Oh, we're going
off division.
Buddy.
I hit the Vikings 23.
I had him at 27.
I am at 25.
Okay.
It's a good roster. It's a bad quarterback.
I want to hear. No,
that's
John,
what it is.
John,
roster,
explain
after
more.
The draft, it'll be changed.
Explain more, John. I want to hear
it's
this.
It's a good roster. It's a really good roster. They have very few holes in this roster.
Yeah.
Besides the most important one, quarterback.
Hold on. Looking at their defense, they did fill a couple holes. They bring in Van Ginkle, Blake Cashman, Jonathan Greenard, but.
You lost.
It doesn't move me that much.
Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, you
lose Danielle Hunter. You have Byron Murphy. Your other quarterback is
you're projecting
Caleb Evans.
Murray there.
You guys are forgetting that they have Brian Flores as their defensive coordinator.
Brian Flores is a master.
He knows.
He knows how to make a complete offense.
He's a defensive.
It's a really complete offensive skill set.
The one thing that I don't like is the fact that they lost KJ Osborne.
I don't like that either.
That's a big loss.
That's a bigger loss than you'd assume.
They have Aaron Jones.
T.J. Hockenson's going to be out for the good portion of the year.
Yeah. Aaron Jones.
Also, you guys
Aaron Jones.
I love the Aaron Jones signing.
That offense is
nice. I wanted the Bengals to sign
Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson, and Aaron Jones. As long as they get a quarterback, that's a good offense.
I mean, last year they hardly
made. It's just the thing that they have Darnold right now.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
That just hurts them.
And they lost Danielle Hunter. Their entire defense is aging.
They got mono, man.
Yeah,
I guess it just projects that
mononucleosis.
I think Kevin O'Connell can make it work.
They barely missed
can
the
make
playoffs
him into
a last year.
Sam Darnold was throwing picks to the ghosts.
I think I'd take Darnold over Josh Dobbs last year.
I wouldn't
I
be shocked
that.
If they raised.
What about Cardinals Dobbs? Vikings
over
Dobbs.
Viking Dobbs.
Well, Vikings
about,
Dobbs
like,
first two games was good.
I was gonna say the first two games
over
of the
down
past,
the stretch. Josh
Vikings was when Joshua Dobbs peaked.
Now what about Browns preseason? Josh Dobbs.
MVP legend.
What about Jacksonville Jaguars Josh Dobbs?
Oh my God. All right, what about
move
on. We're on
to
the next team.
When we're talking about niche things like Jags Josh Dobbs, I think it's time to move on.
True.
That legendary Jags quarterback room.
Now we are finally to the first one that I actually have notes for. This is a team that I'm actually pretty high on. And Gabe's going to love this. 25, I have the Washington Commanders.
25? I have 27.
I have them at 24.
Yeah. We're all kind of in the same range.
It's a very generous
23. We're all
kind of
in the same range.
Let me tell you about the Washington Commanders, right? They made a lot of good offseason moves. Bobby Wagner, Austin Ekeler were great moves, but a lot of them were simply filling holes because they had almost no one on defense still on payroll by the end of the year.
Okay, so Ron Rivera does another structured contract.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty high on this Commanders team. I think the defensive additions for this team are what are moving me. Gabe, am I correct in saying that they brought in Luvu Enchin?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They made some smart signings. It's just really hard for a first-year quarterback to have to do to lead
Bobby
this team
Wagner.
To a good.
Bobby Wagner.
First-year quarterback.
Bobby Wagner can't play quarterback.
He can play every other position.
Unless we're playing Madden, he can't play quarterback.
And I know Bobby you love the guy. Jahan Dotson has been underwhelming for where we drafted him.
Yeah, he has been.
It's just hard for a rookie quarterback to take a team pretty far.
I think if you get a wide receiver in the late rounds, which you definitely will, I think
Sean Polk, you can just put him in.
Jalen Polk would be a great pickup. He's going
to. What about Johnny Wilson, the 6'7" god?
Do you guys have a tie? Oh, you have Zach Ertz.
We have
1 year of Zach Ertz.
2 years.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
We have Johnny Bates, or whatever his name is.
It is the St. Louis Cardinals.
It literally is.
Well, we also have Cliff Kingsbury.
Other than like a few skill positions, that's the Rams.
I had Washington at 28 because they haven't proven anything yet.
They haven't proven much.
I can't overrank a team.
It's a good Madden roster.
It's great roster.
How are they going to fit together?
It's great roster management right now, but how will it pan out on the field? I could see them rising easily.
I have something that
I need to see it.
I have something that'll make Gabe smile here. One of my main takeaways for this, I said offense is suspect, but the bad man Jack Del Rio is gone.
He is, but he took most of the secondary with him, so now Blue Kelly is the...
did Cam Curl leave?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, so your secondary is terrible.
No, Jeremy Chan. We replaced him with Jeremy Chan.
Hey, well, don't forget the offensive rookie of the year, Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah, let's look at those secondary. So,
okay, so I like that you bring that up because Joe Witt said Jack Del Rio pretty much wasted Emmanuel Forbes' rookie year the way they were playing him.
Probably.
Okay. I hope they wasted him. You have the guy who turned Bland and Diggs who they are now. You give him Emmanuel Forbes, whose number one thing as a corner was ball skills and looking like Sauce Gardner 2.0 but 10 less pounds. I mean, like... You have something there, I guess.
Dan Quinn's got everything to prove.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you about this Commander secondary. So, they have Michael Davis, Benjamin St. Juste, Emmanuel Forbes, Derek Forrest, Percy Butler, and safety, and Jeremy Chin.
Oh.
Their nickelback is... Nickelback. Quan Martin and Caillou Blue Kelly.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's insane.
I think they all just want to be big rock stars, living in hilltop bars, driving 15 cars.
Hey. Should I put my Canadian accent on and go, they're garbage?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Their wide receiver core is garbage. That's it. They've got Terry McLaurin, and, like, that's about it. Let's go on to the next team.
Mitchell Tinsley.
What about Olamide Zaccheaus?
He's been the 16th wide receiver for the last 5 years.
He does not move me.
Okay.
What, Olamide doesn't
every
move?
Every time you mention an irrelevant player, we move on to the next team.
Yep. Yeah. All right. When we start mentioning...
Olamide Zaccheaus counts.
Olamide Zaccheaus definitely counts. 24... A team that I'm very low on, but I think will definitely exceed my expectations. 24, I have the Chargers.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
That's big.
Oh, boy. I have them at 31.
31?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say 31.
That's very low.
I have them at 13.
I have them 9.
13?
Dude.
I'm not betting against Justin Herbert. I'm not betting against a good quarterback.
Well, they have 4 wide receivers on the roster.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I've listened to multiple different sources, and they've talked about Justin Herbert, and I agree with them. He's good for a good 5 or 6 wins on his own. He'll get you a good 5 or 6 wins. Quarterback.
And that's why he's number 29.
And guess what? They got a really good head coach. And they already had a good defense.
But can this head coach...
Okay, look at their offense. Can you name me who their starting running back is?
Jim Lardball.
What's his name?
Gus Edwards.
Joshua Kelly.
Kelly.
On here, Joshua Kelly's not on the roster.
It's going to be Gus Edwards.
Gus Edwards and Isaiah Spiller.
John, I'll put you... Gus Edwards. I'll give you a little overlook. Let's put one of the top guys at every position on the offense. You've got Justin Herbert, obviously. Donald Parham.
Well, what about Will Disley and Hayden Hurst?
Quentin Johnson.
Will Disley and Hayden Hurst are their players.
Donald Parham better. He's 6'8".
I agree.
Gus Edwards moves
you? He was good in the Ravens last year.
That's the Ravens.
Dude, they can't stop him when they have Lamar Jackson.
Look who's running the offense.
He's not,
Greg Roman.
He's not a running gun player.
Greg Roman moves you?
Herbert's
he knows how to make the best out of his running backs. He knows how to.
No.
You're not going to get carried by your running backs.
Okay, John. Asante Samuel.
That's good, though. Yeah.
What is the
Joey Bosa?
Hold on.
Whoa, Khalil Mack's kind of washed.
Let's do
he
some,
had 11 sacks last year.
Joey
he had 6 sacks in one game.
Too. Let's do some statistics here. What is the mean age of that defense?
Old.
It's old.
Thank you.
Over 33 years old.
What's the most important position on a football field? The quarterback. You have a top 5 quarterback. And probably a top 5 head coach.
But a quarterback needs a supporting
Who's catching
cast.
The ball? Who's catching the ball?
It's a problem.
Johnson's on the field, but he ain't catching anything.
We need to go over that. He hasn't coached an NFL game in what, like almost a decade, if not more? Yes. You're calling Jim Harbaugh a top 5 coach in the NFL.
Top 5 might be a bit. Top 5 might be a bit high.
Game manager, so.
Name 10.
He did.
I agree with John. He's such a good coach.
Hold on.
Name 10.
I don't feel like it.
But, I mean, seriously.
Are you seriously defending him?
No, I'm not defending him.
Dude.
He won a natty with JJ. I'm taking a quack, Gibb. Fuck McCarthy.
Okay. Okay, let's put it this way. All of our team's head coaches are better than Harbaugh right now.
Yeah. Including Kevin Stefanski, two-time coach of the year.
Are you counting Robert Saleh?
No, hold on. Let me just say.
Counting Robert Saleh?
I want you all to go
no,
around the room.
I'm not counting. Oh, I forgot. Yeah,
I want you guys to guess who the Chargers' fourth-string wide receiver is.
Dwayne Bowe.
No.
Moving on.
All right.
Go, Browns.
Jesus Christ.
23. I messed up my order. 23, I have the New Orleans Saints.
Okay. I have the Saints at 22.
Okay.
I have mine at 21.
26.
21.
25. Okay.
Can we just move on? This team is so boring.
Let's highlight two players. Chris Olave is good. Cam Jordan's really old and kind of washed. All right, let's go. Number 22. Actually, I need to switch it around again. Number 22, I have the Seattle Seahawks.
I have the Seahawks at 21.
What did I have? I had him 19.
I have the Seahawks at 20.
Okay.
All the same range.
It's all around the same range.
My only point is this. You have a great new defensive head coach, and you need to get something as similar as you saw out of Geno on their playoff.
It's a
quarterback question.
I would have them higher, but I think it's a net negative for me, honestly. Losing Quandre Diggs is big.
Losing Diggs does hurt.
They should have brought it. They should have brought in Geno Stone.
They need inside linebacker. Their inside linebackers are Terrell Dotson, Jerome Baker. They need another inside linebacker.
I put them at 22. Personally, their team is so low because their run defense is hot garbage. They need to fix it.
Yeah, they have Leo Williams.
No,
back.
No,
yeah.
they didn't do anything.
They have
with
Leonard Williams, Draymond Jones. I mean, that's okay.
I'm
buying a lot into that coach.
They didn't make defensive free agent signings, and that's my problem.
And JSN's getting better. Draft
them. I do like their corners. Devin Witherspoon, Tariq Woolen. If Tariq Woolen could learn how to tackle, he'd be better.
Woolen's a bit of a question mark.
I have him at 15.
If he can learn how to not get benched.
Wait, you're the Seahawks at 15?
Yeah, because I messed mine up because I thought we were doing like post-draft. And I was like,
All right, on to number 21. This is where I have, and it feels weird to put them like this because of so many additions. I have the Tennessee Titans.
I have the Titans at 28.
I agree as well with the Titans.
I have them 28.
28.
I had them 28. Me and John.
28.
Jack.
28 is too low.
I'm not sold on Will Levis.
He hasn't shown me.
They have
D-Hop, Calvin Ridley, Treylon Burks, Tony Pollard, Chigakunkwo on one offense.
And with all that, besides Calvin Ridley, what did Will Levis do last year?
Ate some mayo.
Don't judge a man that eats a banana with the peel.
You guys underestimate how important a quarterback.
Yes.
What about Mason Rudolph?
The offense was still, and I'm taking a quack because I'm the one editing. Their offense was still hot f***ing dog. All right.
We're sorry to everyone who's listening with headphones. You probably want to die right now.
I had the Titans at 25.
Okay. I feel like I just like the offensive additions. I don't like the defense.
What their secondary got so much better. Shadobie Awuzie, Legere Sneed, Amani
Hooker,
Elijah Molden.
Cushenberry.
Yeah, Lloyd Cushenberry as well.
The only reason I put them this high is because I know Brian Callahan's going to do something with Will Levis.
Yes.
Brian Callahan is a big part of why Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow. Obviously, Joe Burrow was the number one pick for a reason, but he wouldn't be at the height he's at today without Brian Callahan.
Also, they have Bill Callahan now for the O-line. That's going to do wonders for their offensive line. They draft a tackle. They're going to be so much better because they have statistically, in the last couple of years, had one of, if not the worst offensive lines.
Yeah.
Their left tackle and right tackle. You could put traffic cones there and they'd do better.
But Jonah Williams there.
Jonah Williams.
No. No, you couldn't.
No.
No, you couldn't.
Jonah Williams is genuinely a turnstile.
I'd rather put a traffic pole there.
Mekhi Becton is a free agent.
That
might be worse.
you'll get more time with a stop sign than Jonah.
You know what his nickname was in the Jets, right? He was Newark Airport Turnstile.
Yeah.
I think, Connor, this shows you that you might want to stop drafting offensive linemen in the first round.
Yep.
You guys went with Jamar Chase. It's all making sense now.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
Looking back at it, Penei Sewell was also a very good pick to make.
You couldn't go wrong there.
No, Bengals would have ruined
him. Me and RJ got the two worst tackles.
Look at Orlando Brown.
Okay, yep. We're talking about Mekhi Becton. I would consider him a random now.
I agree, too.
Number 20. Number 20, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What? Holy disrespect.
I have him at 21.
What?
I have the Bucks at 11.
I'm at 14.
What?
Stop copying my list.
Right.
I'm at 22.
They lost both of their linebackers.
Yeah.
That was the core of the team.
They also lost their offensive coordinator.
Yes, they did. Dave Canales was a major reason why they were so good last year.
Let me look back at the
roster. That's who unlocked Baker.
They still have Lavonte David.
The address is probably a senior citizen hall.
Okay, oh my God. The division that they're winning in is really easily winning.
Yeah, the Saints are all right, and then the Panthers are irrelevant.
Saints are hot garbage.
The Saints are terrible.
It's four free wins at least for this team.
I think
I have him at 15.
I'm buying a lot into Baker.
I'm on the Baker Mayfield train. I have his Funko Pop in my room.
That is bias.
That is bias.
Hey, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, buddy.
Are we not going to talk about Rashid White, though? Like, please. He's great.
Rashid White, he's great.
Rashid, 3.5 yards per carry on my fantasy team.
Am I the only one that's low on him?
No.
I think.
No, he is.
I'm high on him. It wasn't for his receiving game, he'd be off a team.
I don't know.
He's Dalvin Cook with a receiving game.
He's the anti Le'Veon Bell for me. He just runs into terrible situation. Number 19, I have the LA Rams.
Oh God, I'm so low.
I have the Rams.
I'm
25.
Higher on the Rams. I have them 12.
You have them what?
25.
I have them 12 too, actually.
12? How do you have them at the?
They just lost the greatest defensive player of the generation.
They don't have Aaron Donald anymore. Tre'Davious White's coming off of one. Achilles injury.
Terrible. They have the greatest head coach of the generation.
All right. Because
they got better in the cornerback room.
This is 12 because of the offense. Just look at the offensive room.
Sean McVay is the best quarterback or Andy, the best head coach of this generation.
Andy Reid? Bill Belichick?
Mike Tomlin?
Kevin Stefanski.
I put Mike Tomlin. So the entire old Redskins thing.
Yeah.
They rebuilt this offense in a year with the draft with Puka Nacua and Kieran Williams. This is a great offense.
It's a great offense.
It's mid.
What do you mean?
Their offense is mid. They have two of the best receivers in the league.
I wouldn't say their offense is mid. I think that's going a bit nuts. And their offense is good. My only problem is this. Stafford is old. You just lost, like you said, one of the greatest defensive players of our generation. You need to find a guy who's even half of what Donald did to even be
and
considered.
Kobe Turner ain't going to do that for you.
The thing is, Stafford's old and injury prone. Cup injury prone. Puka is the only one that's consistent on that wide receiver core. That is what I was going to say. Kyren Williams is my favorite player on that team.
I can agree with that.
He still was injury prone.
Yeah. The entire offense.
Hold up
here,
guys. Hold up. And 2020.
Tyler Higbee torn ACL.
Yeah, you got a good point.
Stafford almost threw for 4,000 yards in the 2023 NFL season.
He had Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua as his two top wide receivers. How the hell do you not throw for 4,000 yards in a 17-game season?
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let me talk about their defense real quick. Their free safety is Russ Yeast.
Random. Next team.
Yeah. Random.
Yeast.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I just feel like they're – I have it in my notes here. I just feel like they're going to be bang average.
Wild card team, I guess, in my
entire rankings, I value the quarterback so high in this rankings. That's just like a general theme I've seen.
I've seen bad quarterback
play.
All right, what about the Browns?
I'm starting to lose faith. Are we doing the Browns now?
No.
Let's move. Okay. Let's move.
All right. Dude, it gets
wild
it gets
card
so,
team at best.
It gets so difficult from here on out.
It does.
Number 18, I hate to put them this low, but I have the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I have the Jaguars.
I have the Jags at 20. I have them at 19.
19?
Yep.
I have 19 as well.
I have them at 15.
Can we just Saints this? This is a boring team again.
Not really.
I think you can say this was boring. I mean, other than T-Law, they really need to bring in
Gabe Davis, Mitch Morse, and Eric Armstead. Yeah. Nothing else.
And it's really Trevor Lawrence. It's Trevor Lawrence. That's what it depends on.
And I'm not...
Health and just being better.
Am I the only one who's not sold on Trevor Lawrence so far?
I'm not sold.
I feel like he could be a better runway model.
I'm not sold on him at all.
Trevor Lawrence. People forget. He won a wild card game against the Chargers. They forget he threw four interceptions in the first half.
Yeah, go back to that first half. What happened in that?
He needs to be better.
He does. That's it. He doesn't need to be better.
The fact that Mac Jones almost shares some more stats than him is actually scary. And it's his backup. It's his backup.
And this division is going to be a brutal division in the years to come. It's going to be a brutal division.
I know everyone's saying that it's going to depend on Lawrence's health. I think it's going to depend on ETN's health.
Yeah,
I think ETN's a big part of that offense.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
I hate to say this because he's so bad, but I think Mac Jones fits into that system pretty well. So next team.
He fits into their culture pretty well. He was spitting bars the other day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Robinson.
ETN. I love James Robinson. Okay, next team. absolute fantasy stud for 2 years.
Jets legend.
This hurts. Jets legend. This hurts, man. This really hurts.
Because
I
want to
put
weeks.
Them so much higher because I love this team, but 17, I have the Colts.
I have the Colts at 14.
I think the Colts are going to have some growing pains. I'm having 22.
I had 16.
11.
I think they're going to have some growing pains.
That's the other thing.
They re-signed it. Pittman, Grover Stewart, big boy D tackle.
DeForest Buckner. Another
DeForest
big boy.
Buckner.
I think.
I
do think a big loss for them is Zach Moss.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Jonathan Taylor.
And Nyheim Hines, Browns legend.
Wasn't Nyheim Hines on the Bills?
He was also on the Colts.
Yeah, he was a Colts for a little bit.
I'm scared for how you reincorporate A. Rich into that offense. I'm scared. I think there might be some growing pains there.
You tell him one thing. You tell him to slide. That's the only way.
Yeah, that's it.
I think it's just... It's hard for quarterbacks to like that Tim Tebow succeed so fast.
Steichen, he's the quarterback whisperer.
He has a great coach. I think there might be some going pain. I think it might be a bit of
Rashad Perryman there.
Also, we're on the next team.
Jake Wentz team.
I'm high on Richardson. I think he might need a bit more time to get a
Jawan Winfrey. Move on.
I think his third year is where we're going to see
Andrew Luck move on.
He's not a random.
He's a random retired.
Jawan Winfrey is very random.
Dude, it gets so hard to rank these teams now.
It does.
I feel really bad about putting them at this point. I want to put them so much higher, but I can't. 16, I have the Falcons.
I have a 15.
Yeah.
16. You would hate my take. I put the Falcons all the way. Where did I put them? At number 7.
Kirko does that for you?
12. Oh.
Perk Thuggins does that for you? Kirko Bangs does that for
you? I feel like you can have them anywhere. I mean, Thomas is a bit of an outlier. I feel like you can have them anywhere from 16 to 10.
Yeah. Well, yep. The thing is with the Falcons, now that they had all the weapons, they have Arthur Smith.
Raheem Morris.
Yeah, but they have all the weapons, man.
And now that
Johnny Smith is gone, the worst enemy of Kyle Pitts, you know, maybe Kyle can actually, you know, do his job and catch and get some reps in or something.
It's just going to be, I think for me, their only issue is they have to incorporate all those chess pieces now.
Yeah, I mean, you have Rondell Moore, you have Darnell Mooney, Drake London. Hopefully you can incorporate Kyle Pitts in the offense with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. You have a great offense, and I think I'll wrap this up with Kadero Hodge. Let's go.
Actually,
if they can make it click, it'll be a good
team. The reason I picked this as number 7, I just see Raheem Morris as more of a Dan Campbell type of coach, and I feel like he can really carry this team far. I feel like it can go far.
They also have Jesse Bates.
Yes. Now, RJ just saw one of my takes.
Raheem Morris, this is like I said
at the start of the podcast, some of them I have a projection for, like what's going to be their offense.
Okay.
This is one of them. They're very high. Number 15, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I have the Steelers at 15 exactly too.
I have them at 16.
I have them at 13.
I have them. I have them at 19.
They're the definition of me.
I have them 19.
Slightly above average team.
I have them at 12.
I agree.
At 12.
Slightly above average team. Fun quarterback room.
Dom has them at 1.
Oh, they're number 6. No, listen. The defense is rock solid. It's like a brutal force.
What?
Alex, rock solid.
Is the defense rock solid, or does the defense make you rock solid?
All right.
Woo!
Okay, Alex Highsmith, Patrick Queen, and TJ Watt. Name a better linebacker.
That's a great defense. Welcome to Stir in the Pot,
where we put the ball in football.
I'm not moved by that offense. I'm not moved by it.
The wide receivers is the only thing.
Yeah, me too.
Okay,
and Najee.
Depending on how the draft goes, Najee's fat. Najee, the combination of Najee and Jalen Warren is great. Jalen Warren being the fast running back and Najee being the power back. Awesomeness, great.
Is he a power back in a McDonald's?
Okay.
Here, I'll defend your take. Minka injures the whole division. Moving on.
I hate Minka Fitzpatrick. Move on.
We have to talk rest, don't we?
If Jalen Warren's your fastest, he's fat too. Wait. If Jalen Warren's your fastest running back, what do you consider slow?
Najee Harris, running back.
Is that your slow?
Jets Delvin Cook is slow game.
All right. Yeah. Steelers Nation, let's weld. Move on.
I'll give you a random. What's any way she could be perfect for your running back?
Next team.
All right. I'm going to revise these as I go because I'm realizing that I was smoking a little something while making this.
I haven't heard one team yet. I'm very concerned. I haven't heard one team yet.
I know who's.
It might be next.
You know, I'm really starting to like Windows right now, but it's okay.
It is next. At 14, I have the New York Jets.
I have
the Jets at 9.
I have them at 10.
Yeah, it's
14.
We have one of the highest ceilings in the league.
The thing is, your season could crumble apart just like Aaron Rodgers' Achilles last season.
Yep.
Yeah, it all depends on Rodgers.
John, it all does.
No, actually, it really depends on Salah. Can he keep the locker room or no?
That's true.
If that locker room falls, it could end up horrible for your team. Like, oh, horrible. Like, we're talking about people leaving your team. Like, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner. They could leave your team over this.
Listen, we have a really good up and down roster.
Okay. On to the next team. Before we go past the Jets, I actually want to say Garrett Wilson eclipsed 1,000 yards with Zach Wilson as his quarterback.
Very true.
He's going to eat next year.
Good point. He will.
And we have the best defense
in the league. He's a
soaker. 14, I have the Buffalo Bills.
That's 13.
Why'd you say 13. That?
13. Never mind. 13. 13, I have the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
I've watched this team play twice a year. I have them at 9.
Yeah.
Year 2 of a Joe Brady offense. They looked great when he left. And even though they lost Diggs didn't really do much last year.
I just feel like Josh Allen will just throw it to himself and score a couple times.
Okay, is Rasul Douglas and Christian Benford cutting in a corner for you?
Yes. West Virginia legend. Rasul Douglas.
No bias.
Yes, I like Rasul Douglas, but what about Christian Benford? I don't like him as much.
It just feels weird without Poyer on the team. It feels weird without Poyer.
It does feel about Poyer and Micah Hyde.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen's a great quarterback.
Tommy Doyle.
Coach. It's a bit of a mixed bag. Hang on. Number 12. I don't know if people are going to agree with me on this one. Number 12, I have the Cowboys.
I have the Cowboys at 16.
I have them 16.
Dead middle.
16.
We know what the story is.
13.
Yeah.
We know what the story is. They're going to make the playoffs, and can they win the playoffs? Can they?
About the playoffs, so I have them at 7.
I have them at 8. I agree with that.
Hold on, they have the same exact
roster as last year that did really well.
Their
running back
emergence.
Is Rico Dowdle.
So?
They're going to win a lot of games. They're going to lose in the playoffs.
What about O-line? Tyler Smith, TJ Bass, Brock Hoffman on the left side of your O-line?
Audric Estime is a Cowboy.
Zach Martin can block 5 people at once.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. How'd that work out with you and Brandon Scherff?
It worked. He just never was on the field.
Exactly, because he got bulldozed.
This as well. Dak is on the last year of his deal, I believe. Micah is on the last year of his deal. This is the last chance that Dallas has. If they are not winning a Super Bowl here, they're not winning it
for
the next 5 years.
I am personally shocked McCarver kept his job this offseason.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I thought he would have gotten fired.
I just want to see if Mr. Big Money can really prove it for himself here.
So there's two players I want to talk about. We've been saying it for years. This is Dak's prove-it year. This is his final prove-it year for me. I think if he doesn't make noise in the playoffs or if he doesn't at least go to the NFC Championship,
he's gone.
But I just think going off last season, if we're judging strictly off last season, CeeDee Lamb's the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Really?
I don't even think it's so much as how far Dak takes them. I think it's how far CeeDee takes them.
Dude, you throw the ball to CeeDee Lamb, he will make anything happen for you.
He's been like that since Oklahoma. He's been like that since his rookie year.
He's a great player.
Everyone's known he was going to be a stud in the league.
Yeah, and I think they need him because Michael Gallup's done nothing.
I think what dragged down for me is the loss of Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a big loss.
That's a big loss. Yeah. He made that defense to what it was last year.
It's going to be interesting to see how Trayvon Diggs plays without him.
I agree.
Oh, he's got to be
bad.
And
Deron Bland.
I don't even know. Yes, and Deron Bland.
Deron Diggs Jr.
The problem is with those two. There's such a short window for corners, and I think we're seeing it with Diggs now. There's only so much with Diggs. Now he's coming off an ACL tear. He's without not just Dan Quinn, but Joe Witt. So now he's got stuff to figure out. Bland, I don't know. No, he has an interception.
He's an interception merchant.
But you give up 2,000 yards. I mean, like...
Gee, who else are we saying that about? Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah, but Trayvon Diggs figured it out.
Yeah.
Bland is yet to show that he only had 1 year. So this year, Bland's got to try to figure it out. I know Cowboys fan, realistic Cowboy fan, I might add, saying they should trade Bland this year because his trade value is so high. And in case he does plummet, this is where you need to trade him.
All right, Sheldrick Redwine, let's move on.
All right. I've seen the light.
Browns legend.
I've seen the light. Yes. I put them a little too high, in my opinion. Since we're going off of right now, if we're going by different projections, like what they're going to draft, I would have put them a little higher. But at 11, I have the Chicago Bears.
I have the Bears at 17.
What?
Have you seen the roster?
The roster that they have built when they draft Caleb, the roster that they have around him is insane.
No, not just the offense. They have every single position filled except for quarterback. That's it.
I don't like it.
Once they draft Caleb,
they get Caleb, and
then easy top 10.
What if they get Dallas Turner at 9 as well? I think they can win their division.
Where are the rest of you guys at?
No, they're not. I'm at 18. I'm at 18 simply because...
RG, I have at 17 right now solely because this is pre-draft.
Because when rookies are thrown into the fire, they tend to fail a lot. And I think that's exactly what's happening.
I have the exact same take as Dom does right now.
It's just I think that they've given him too good of a situation.
Listen, I know, but like here's the thing. And I agree with Dom and John here. You're not taking in the fact coaching. You're not taking the fact that Caleb Williams... I feel even Caleb's gonna have his struggles as a rookie. He thinks he's the man. It's showing. He thinks he's the man. He thinks he's And
Aloe Black?
He is going to realize real fast that he needs to fix himself.
I have the same take as Gabe. I have him at 25, I want to say.
I don't have him that low.
I don't have him that low. I say 18 is pretty
it's
fair.
Really hard. It's really hard for a first-year quarterback to lead your team to a winning record. It's really hard.
I have him at 20.
And it's a great roster. It's one of the best rosters we've seen a quarterback into. It's really hard for that to happen. It's really hard. He's going to have some growing pains in the league.
I'm higher on Eberflus than a lot of people.
I don't want a defensive coach to coach a young quarterback. I don't like that.
It's just the fact that I think they've filled every single roster hole except for quarterback.
It's a solid roster. They're going to have some growing pains.
It's just I think they could use a wide receiver three. They can use a quarterback, obviously, and I think a little bit of D line help. But they're
Now
that we have been on the roller, I was waiting for the roller coaster to come to a conclusion. Everybody unstrap.
He's been smiling
get out
over
of your
here
seats.
For a while.
I have him at 22. Now my only point here is you cannot go off the fact that this quarterback is going to do wonders and take this team to a division title. That is just straight.
Almost never winning a division title.
Well, where you have them, it looks like you're having
God,
a,
no.
compete
have
with Green Bay.
Lions? Have I said the
no,
Lions?
No, you
or
haven't said
Packers.
Green Bay or the Lions.
Exactly.
But your problem is, what do you? How many wins are you giving them?
I'm giving them at least 8.
I think they have 6. They have 6.
6?
6 wins.
That's less than this
They've
year.
Got one of the most built rosters in the NFL.
I.
What did CJ Stroud do last year?
That's the one outlier. That almost never happens.
Timeout.
Almost.
It's Stroud and Big Ben. The only two you could think of.
Stroud wasn't even the number one quarterback prospect
Timeout.
In his draft.
It's
Timeout.
Only that's the only time it's happened ever.
Timeout. 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 So you're comparing Caleb Williams to CJ Stroud, correct?
Yes, I am.
I think that's
out of
crazy.
The draft. All right, let's get the hell out of this position. Where are we at? 10?
Yeah,
about.
I was 10. Going to 10. Yeah, all right. 10 is where I have the Packers.
I have the Packers at 10.
I have the Packers
I'm
at 10.
I'm high on this team. I have them, actually. I'm. I have an 8. It's not 9.
I also have them at 10.
Dominic Brusco.
All right. There we go.
Dom Brusco,
number 17.
Oh,
that's disrespectful.
That's a little low.
I wouldn't say it's disrespectful. I say it's just out of spite that they didn't keep Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs. That's why. Or else they would have gotten higher.
They got
that's
Josh why. Jacobs. They got Xavier McKinney. I mean,
they made a great
two
great
very good additions.
They filled their holes. And I think Jacobs is going to be great.
Well, name your wide receiver one right now. Name the wide receiver one
they
right
filled
now.
Their what?
Christian Wicks? Watson was good last year.
They sound like all wide receiver two.
Christian Watson, Romeo Dubs.
Wicks is good.
And guess what?
RJ and Connor. We saw this at World of Wings today. Jalen Hurts had statistically worse stats than Jordan Love this year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually
last year.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Hurts was having a day.
I'm taking Love
Jalen
over
Hurts is a
run
game merchant, my opinion.
I'm taking Love over Hurts way more.
I should have dropped the Eagles lower.
He's a great quarterback, but he really benefits from his run
game. If you gave Jordan Love Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, he's way better.
I mean, yeah, I've said this. No, Connor, put your hands down, Connor.
No,
I've said this.
No, Hurts, did I not say the Steichen tax?
He was so good
under Steichen.
I agree.
I know, but this is the thing I've talked about with Jalen Hurts, and I get so much hate for this. I can't tell if you take him off the team and you just put two quarterbacks, no team on, I can't tell the difference between Justin Fields and Jalen Hurts. I really can't.
Yeah.
At some points in the season, I couldn't tell the difference between Marcus Mariota and Jalen Hurts. That's bad.
Josh Rosen.
All right, next team. Number 9, this is where I have the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I have the Dolphins
I'm
at 7.
I'm so low on this team.
I have the Dolphins at 7.
I have them at 11 because their O-line is like a soft breach from
Siege. I'll save mine for last. You guys go around.
Yeah.
I have the Dolphins at 17.
I have a 17 too, RJ.
Oh,
actually,
what?
That's pretty fair.
Oh.
Beat a good team, and we'll talk them.
I have them at 11.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, at 11.
They
have a pretty solid
schedule. They were one of the biggest teams you could look at and say they were easy schedule merchants.
You have a point.
Well, no, they were.
You do have a point. But you bring back Achane and Mostert. You still have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Braxton Berrios. O-line's good with Teron Armstead. Defense, you bring Jordan Brooks, Kendall Fuller, Jordan Poyer.
It's a good roster.
Significantly improve that defense.
I know, but you lose Xavier Howard, and you only have Kendall Fuller, who's not really an outside corner. He's a slot corner.
You have Jalen Ramsey as well, Kader Kohu.
I mean, Jalen Ramsey, I love the guy. Like, don't get me wrong, I like him, but he is slowly declining into a way that I don't want to see.
I still think he's very good. I just think he gets injured often.
They also have Eli Apple. He's pretty good.
I know that one was coming.
Yeah. Is he still on the roster? No, he's not.
And Chase Claypool.
He's not listed on the roster.
No, listen, he's not
Chase
there.
Claypool and Robbie Anderson.
It's a great roster. Hey, just got to prove it. That's what it is.
Zeke Vanderberg.
Okay, I can't beat
all
that.
All right, next team. We're at 8, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Number 8 is where I have the Philadelphia Eagles.
I have the Eagles at 3, dude.
I have the Eagles at 3. I'm low on. I have them at 11.
I'm pretty low on this team.
I have the Eagles at 3 too.
The reason I'm low on them, that secondary is cooked.
That secondary is very
cooked. They couldn't guard Kelvin Benjamin or 3 Wendy's cheeseburgers.
I feel if they change their scheme a little bit, they would be a lot better. They bring in Saquon Barkley. They bring in Bryce Huff, Devin White, CJ Gardner-Johnson back
but
in
you
there.
You also lose Hassan Reddick. He was a big part of that defense for a while.
Yeah, but you bring in Bryce Huff. I mean, it's a little bit worse, but he's still a good player.
The biggest positive for this defense is that they have, honestly, a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Matt Patricia, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I agree.
Are you kidding me? I could have gone on Madden, closed my eyes, and picked a playbook better than his.
Yeah.
Matt Del Rio.
I have him at 4.
I'm at 14.
Guys, I think we're missing the biggest part. They have Will Greer.
They won a Super Bowl.
I think we're missing the fact that their team.
They also did sign CJ Uzomah.
Their team did fall apart.
Honestly, if you want my hot take, I don't think Sirianni makes it through the year.
No, I don't think he does fired
mid-season. I think he makes it through the season. I think they fire him at the end of the season.
I think this team is going to fall apart because Jason Kelce was really the glue that was holding them together here.
And Fletcher Cox.
I mean,
Fletcher Cox.
You got A.J. Brown here like
and Brandon Graham.
Like a crybaby every game.
Brandon Graham resigned.
Yeah, he did resign. He's back.
I think once they lose Brandon Graham, I think that team starts to fall apart.
Paul Kruger.
I think it's
Mario Goodrich. Let's move on.
Next team. 7, right?
Yeah.
This is where I have the Cleveland Browns.
I have them at 8.
I like that.
I have them at 5.
I had Cleveland lower, but I still like that. I have them at 9. I like that.
I agreed with you. I put them exactly right at 5.
Fully healthy, this roster
is one
of the best in the NFL.
This is a great roster.
I will just say, they do need linebacker help.
Yes, they do.
Jordan Hicks and Devin Bush are not going to cut it linebacker, but they do have 3 former Pro Bowl quarterbacks on the roster.
It's true.
It's a fact.
Made the playoffs with Joe Flacco and the hardest division in football to play in.
This is where
I have Joe Flacco.
This is where I'll do most of my bit. I'm going to go off it like this. You add Jerry Jeudy off of trade off of another Andrew Berry fleece. I'm not going to say he's going to do wonderful reckless numbers automatically. I need to see him do it. I need to see him perform before I can evaluate
him. And the contract was a bit questionable, but whatever. Andrew Berry can make salary cap out of nothing.
He believes him. And if he is as really good as everybody was advertising him to be, that contract is a steal.
I got the Browns at 13, man.
Whoa. I think that's a little bit low.
Whoa,
that's
man.
I had him at 9. That's a little bit low.
I mean, playoffs with Joe Flacco.
I don't believe in Deshaun Watson. I mean, yes, their offense is great. I don't believe in Jerry Jeudy. I'm with Steve Smith all the way. Not Steve Smith.
You're telling me going 100% completion percentage in one half against a Baltimore team that shut so many quarterbacks down is nothing?
Yeah, I'm not selling Deshaun Watson. every time this man comes back from some type of injury, minus, you know, that 1 year in Houston, he is always trash.
Okay, what about the defense? They bring in Jordan Hicks. The defense, other than that, stays relatively the same. They lose Taki Taki. They lose Anthony Walker. They draft a good linebacker in this draft.
Yeah.
They're in a very good spot.
I just see so many other teams that are just better. It's not that they're bad. I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm just saying with their division right now, you also have to take that into account. They're in one of the toughest divisions.
It is the toughest division.
Okay, also,
you also don't have the same schedule as last year.
Yeah,
you're losing the NFC East this year. Minus Washington and New York. You're going to have trouble against the Eagles and the Cowboys.
I also completely forgot about this. The Browns running back room, other than Nick Chubb, I forgot, they brought in Nyheim Hines and Deontay Foreman.
Hines is going to be a special team.
Hines is going to be a special teams guy. I feel like Deontay Foreman could be very good because, you know, a lot of people have talked about it.
Situational.
He's situational. When you put him on teams, he can play well.
I ranked you guys so high because I just think that it's just scary what Kevin Stefanski can do with the players that he has. I mean, he can take a third. I mean, the Steelers lost last year to DTR. That's the only loss we had in the AFC North. That's scary.
A lot of this team is proven. Their coach is proven. Their defense is proven. Their receivers are mostly proven.
The quarterback needs to be proven.
I will say the one thing the Browns, I think a glaring need for them is you need to replace your tackles. Jack Conklin's getting old. Mm. You know, you have DeJuan Jones at right tackle. And please, for the love of God, trade Jedrick Wills.
He's staying.
I don't care. Get him out.
Realistically,
I'd rather start Hakeem Adeniji.
What would you get for him?
Trade him in a pick and get or just trade him for a pick, whatever.
Fifth. I don't even know. If I
think this is very important.
Final thing I will say before we do switch off is most of the Cleveland Browns opponents that are very difficult. Kansas City is one that I can name. in Dallas. Besides, the only teams, the rest of our schedule is at home besides Philly, which is away, which is a very winnable game for us.
Wendell Smallwood. All right, we're on.
There we go.
Let's Zaire go. Mitchell Payton.
Oh, my God.
I saw him at training camp.
Moving on.
I feel like this is when it starts to get a little interesting. It's been interesting, but it's a little more interesting now. At six, purely off of a couple losses that they had on this team, I have the Ravens.
I also have the Ravens.
I have the Ravens at five.
Okay. I have the Ravens at 10.
Ravens are at five. 10, I think, is interesting.
Such a bias. That's crazy. This isn't biased. It's because of the amount of players that they've given up. I mean, they lost Patrick Queen and Geno Smith.
They did lose Patrick Queen and Geno Smith.
I have I have the two big losses for me. I'm just going to wait. I have them too.
I mean, it's like I just don't like the Glazing just because they got Derrick Henry. It's just unreal.
Okay, but what about you have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, no hip drop tackle. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
If I'm any defensive coordinator, I'm pissing my pants.
The thing is, the big thing for me is that they lost McDonald.
That too.
That's what I think. Yeah, it's gonna be weird. I put it as a slight question mark for this defense. I mean, obviously there's a bunch of talent on this defense. I'd say by like just talent alone, it's the best defense in the NFL right now.
Oh, I agree.
But the scheming, I feel like McDonald was a big part of what he. Obviously, like I said, they're all talented. What you can get out of that talent.
Isn't there a D-line coach from last year and now the defensive coordinator?
I think so, but
he had a ton of head coaching offers.
Yes, so, but
I'm thinking the defense, it's definitely not going to be the same, but I don't think it's going to fall off.
It's not going to fall off. It's just going to be different, and I don't know if teams are going to be able to beat it.
They need to draft a big guy in for the draft and for their defense. I think you need to draft somebody.
They're going for their offense first, no doubt, because –
I'm not saying draft defense first. I'm just saying they need to get a big hitter on the defense in like the late rounds.
Who would you think that big hitter would be then? Like, in your honest opinion, you're looking at a late second round pick.
I wouldn't really say it's even in the late second round.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
You got to find a gem.
Scotty Washington.
There we go.
You got to find a gem.
Jakeem Grant.
Okay, that's a bad one.
Malisala Aluave Laialu.
On to the top five teams in the NFL, in our opinion. Number five, I have my own Cincinnati Bengals.
I also have the Bengals. What is going on?
I have the Bengals at 12.
I have the Bengals at 3.
I have them at
6. I have them at 7.
Nico, let's meet in the parking lot after this. Why do you have them at 12?
I want to hear Burrow back healthy, you bring Gesicki and Trent Brown as well as Geno Stone, Von Bell. It's just that I don't really like Zach Taylor.
I just.
All right, hold on. Hard count.
You don't have to.
You can probably quack that.
Yeah, you can quack it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well,
that came from the soul. The stare down, the silence.
Team so high because last year, fully healthy, they were able to wipe the 49ers, the Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
They just destroyed them. I think a fully healthy Joe Burrow is something that's really tough to deal with for other teams.
I just think he might have fixed your O-line. Yeah. You got Orlando Brown's in the year two. Got Trent Brown across from him. You probably need to be able to get a good guard in that
Ted Karras, Ted Karras, Alex Kappa.
I think this might be, and that's been a knock on Burrow's entire career. So his line sucks. This might be good this year.
Wait, hold up, Dom. Where did you have him?
I'm knocking on wood for that one.
Okay, so Dom, you had him at 3.
That's a really weird sound.
I'm gonna disagree because I think 5 or 6 is like the perfect spot for them because any team that loses to Mason Rudolph cannot be top 3.
To be fair, I'm not trying to defend my favorite team and be like biased and stuff. They didn't have an MVP caliber quarterback.
They didn't have a
Jake Browning. Jake Browning did a great job, but let's be real, he's not Joe Burrow.
He led him to a winning season.
It doesn't matter. If it was close, it'd be something different. You guys got blown out by Mason Rudolph. You made him look like he was back in Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
And you also had Jake Browning playing.
I will say our secondary was beat up around that time in the year, but again, we did get blown out by
better.
Mason Rudolph.
You got better.
Devonta Maxwell.
MVP caliber quarterback.
The only thing that holds Cincinnati back is they're in the best division in the league.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I have them at 7.
If we're in any other division, we're a consistent playoff team every year.
I'd rank it higher. I'd rank them higher.
It's even too hard in the AFC East,
you're probably winning that division.
Yeah. All right, on to number 4. I'm like altering my list as I'm going because I'm realizing that I'm really dumb. Number 4, I have the Houston Texans.
I also have the Texans at 4.
I have them 7.
I have them number 1.
I am at 6.
That's right. We're hopping on the bandwagon. If you put Chiefs as number 1, sorry, but They're gone. They're done.
I don't agree. I don't agree with
Houston Texans. CJ Stroud. They're good. They're great. I don't
agree with either of them.
Great offense. Great coach. Somewhat great defense. Great team. They're going to win the division. Get into the playoffs.
Special
and have
teams.
A great, great.
Special players.
Run. Probably not Super Bowl, but good enough.
For these top teams, I kind of went more on paper route.
I need to say this. We don't condone drugs. We don't condone
intoxication. We do not condone the...
what the heck are you smoking?
We at Starting the Pot do not condone the use of illegal drugs.
I'm not using any kind of these illegal substances that we don't approve of.
I did not have...
Can you walk a straight line for me?
That woman. Huh?
Can you walk a straight line for me?
Yes, of course.
Do it right now.
Do it right now. No, you do it right now.
Headphones off.
Headphones off right now.
Let's see it.
You failed. Next question. Nope. That is ridiculous. Okay, I love Houston. They're probably my second favorite team right now.
They beat us in the playoffs?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
You sicko.
Only reason, though, I have them at 6. And I think it's a very fair ranking for this Houston team.
Diggs does not move me as much as people think he does.
He doesn't move me as much, but it's still a good addition.
You put him with Nico Collins and Tank Dell.
Tank Dell's healthy.
Come on.
That's the best wide receiver core in the NFL.
It is. It truly is.
More of the reason for
number one. With Noah Brown, Robert Woods, and John Metchie as well.
I think it's Dolphins.
As their backups? You have Robert Woods as a backup.
I watch him play twice a year.
Are they a complete defense?
Okay, okay,
they need more playoff experience.
Let's stop talking here. John just said the Dolphins have the best wide receiver core. Did Braxton Berrios move you?
I watch him play twice a year, so I'm kind of biased.
Yeah, he was also an ex-Jet, so you're biased.
And
there goes the mic.
I watch Jalen. I watch Jalen.
And it's gone.
Hey, Braxton Berrios is whiter than me.
I watch Waddle and Hill play twice every year.
I thought you were saying that the Bengals have the best wide receiver in the NFL, and I was about to say, stay off the weed.
They're two.
Berrios moves him below the belt. Moving on.
Yes. We're going up to top three now, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Again, this is where I went more on paper route. Obviously, this is subject to change. I guarantee you it's subject to change. I had the Chiefs at 3.
You guys, I had the Chiefs at 8.
Eight?
That's right.
That's worse than Texans at 1.
Okay, Dumb. Patrick Mahomes automatically makes him a top 5 team.
No. Yes.
No. I have the Chiefs at 1 simply because they just won the Super Bowl.
I have met 1.
I'm so tired of I did out of respect 8. I could have dropped it to 10, but I'm just so tired of this team.
Gabe, if you dropped it to 10, I'm jumping out of the window.
So much fun editing this.
The division is good. Their division is easy for them, so they're probably going to make the playoffs very easily, right? And you probably rate them number 1 because of the refs, though. But at the same time, they're just not. They're not built like.
They added Hollywood Brown.
Gabe,
that's it.
You can give me a quack. That's
it. Doesn't matter how they're built. It doesn't matter how they're built. They have the best quacking quarterback.
I'm
going to take the mic out of the stand.
They have top 3 quarterbacks of all time.
Okay.
Sir.
All right, let's calm it down a little bit.
Before we calm down, Dom, I live with you. You are my roommate. I don't understand. I don't see you do anything in the room, but are you doing it outside of the room, my friend? Because this is just not a way of right thinking.
You know what's funny? The group chat, he said he cooked with this list.
I did cook because you're all glazing each
whack,
other.
Dom,
you're glazing this team.
Yeah, you cooked in the lab.
Go to the Super Bowl.
You burnt something.
I cooked and I burnt. I don't care because it's right.
All right.
The apartment's on fire.
You cooked in the lab.
Order. All right. Before we head on to the top two, I would just like to state my case about the Chiefs. I don't like that they lost two of their better players.
That's a good point. Rashee
Rice was one of them. Rashee Rice did a dance.
He pulled a Henry Ruggs.
Yes, he did.
More of a reason for why they should be lower on the rankings.
It's always in the AFC West or the NFC North.
It always is.
Or AFC North.
Yeah. Rashee Rice is a big loss. Obviously, I think they're going to draft a wide receiver.
We can bring in Hollywood Brown.
L'Jarius Sneed was the big loss for me.
It was a very big loss. They still do have Trent McDuffie, though.
Drew Tranquil. They kept Drew Tranquil.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's one of their underrated re-signings, I mean.
Okay, there we go. Number 2 for me, I have the Lions.
I have them at number 4.
I'm at 6.
I have them at 3.
I have them at 4.
I had them at 4.
3.
I feel like anything inside the top five is good.
They kept everybody. The band is back. Backstreet's back.
They brought in Zeitler, Davenport, Reeder, and Davis, or Carson Davis. But the thing is, their schedule is going to be significantly harder this year.
Also, this year,
it's just hard to go to have back-to-back great seasons like today. Yeah.
Last year was truly, in my opinion, their year to win it. If they were able to win that conference championship game, I think they would have won the
Super Bowl. They should have made it to the Super Bowl, but two, they did choke and ultimately did sell.
You can give me another quack. Dan Campbell's nuts are so huge that it cost him.
All right, just this year, don't go for two.
Just let it out.
And they could go far.
Pull up the image of Randy Marsh.
The wheelbarrow.
If you know, you know. Peyton Hillis, moving on.
All right, that's not random.
Never mind, that's not random.
Auden Tate, now that's random.
There you go.
All right, and if you didn't have the Chiefs at one, obviously other than Cam, or not Cam, sorry, that's offensive.
I should just give you my Patrick Mahomes jersey already. It's just unreal.
So if you didn't have the Chiefs at one, I would hope that you would have this team at one, the San Francisco 49ers.
I have the Niners at two.
Okay. Yeah.
Honestly, they're like a better version than the Cowboys, in my opinion.
They're like a complete team, honestly.
I have them at three. Okay. They're great regular season. Can they win the playoffs? That's how it's going to go.
I think one guy is really holding them back. I'm going to be completely honest.
Shanahan
might be holding them back. Not from making the playoffs or even the conference championship.
I've been saying it the entire time.
Or Kyle Juszczyk's wife.
He might.
Dude, she's cool.
She's awesome.
She
makes cool jackets, bro.
Could you imagine if she made a Stirring the Pot jacket?
Didn't she make Caitlin Clark a jacket? Let's not talk about Caitlin Clark. I've heard way too much.
No, if you mention Caitlin Clark one more time, I'm gonna go on an expletive-filled rant.
I said her name once.
Do it again. Ooh.
How did we come to
Caitlin I have very
Clark?
Strong opinions about that woman.
Yeah, right now.
Sure, she's a nice lady, but on the court, you
seems
can
like a nice.
I have the Niners at seven. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I have them at two.
Okay.
I was getting a reaction.
One, two, or three, I think, is acceptable. Yeah. But this roster is way. It's just flooded with talent.
It's loaded. Kind of the best all-around roster in the
and
league.
I was saying to RJ before this, I know Brock Purdy is a system quarterback. I fully agree with that, but the system's too good.
Yeah.
It's too good. And he had an MVP caliber season last year, and what's saying he can't step it up a notch?
Yeah, and they bring in Devondre Campbell, Leonard Floyd, Malik Collins, Yetur Gross-Matos, Jordan Elliott.
And they kept pretty much everyone.
Jordan Elliott is mid.
Jordan Elliott was solid with the Browns when he got playing time.
Mm. I don't know. I feel like within the next two or three years, I think if they don't win a Super Bowl within – this is their championship window.
Yeah.
The next two or three years.
Because you're gonna have to pay Brock Purdy over $1 million the next couple of years.
No, you're going to have to pay Ayuk.
You're going to have to pay Ayuk.
He wants that big money.
I mean, Brock Purdy, he can barely live on his own with how much money he makes.
Debo's getting older.
I mean,
Brock Purdy's the equivalent of welfare for an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the offense can do well if you just took both the receivers out anyways and just had Christian McCaffrey. They'd probably still
Christian
do
McCaffrey
pretty well.
Can we put Will Greer in this offense?
Chris Ivory.
Hey, it's a Jets legend right there.
That's it then.
Sebastian Gutierrez.
Yeah. Hey, all right, that'll do it for us. Any closing statements from you guys?
We kept the episode under 2 hours. I'm proud of ourselves.
Under an hour and a half.
I'm very shocked about that.
It's going to be even lower than that
next year.
That
that's too. My closing
with,
statement.
With all the cuts, we might get to an hour 15 with all the cuts.
Yeah, I'm not falling for this.
Good luck, Gabe.
Yeah, there's a straight minute that we probably have to cut out without any interruptions.
We bid you good luck, Gabe.
Of us talking, yeah. Salutations, man.
If we make it big, do I get paid for this?
Probably.
Awesome.
I'll pay you in turnips.
We'll just give you a bigger cut.
Gabe, I would keep you unemployed then.
better file your taxes,
I'll keep you
buddy.
Employed then, sorry.
Better file them W-2s, buddy.
I hate
I-9s.
I-9s, yeah.
Yeah.
Insert tax info
is
here.
Is that it for now?
Yeah,
give me your social security number.
Right we'll be on to it. Next week.
Hold on to... add on to that, we have two more episodes left
until summer break. Honestly, depending on what we're going to be doing, stay tuned to the YouTube.
I'm not saying the summer's done. I'm just saying
we could
do stuff during the summer.
That's what I'm saying.
A couple Zoom calls
to be determined.
We could do it. Over
that'll sound like trash
as long as we can get mics.
We all have the live mics except for those two.
Yeah,
buy lab mics.
I mean, we can do YouTube videos more than Spotify over the summer.
Yeah. So yeah, stay tuned. Stay
moral,
tuned.
Moral of the story: check all the socials.
Yeah, stay tuned to our socials. We will probably. I believe we have a link tree.
Sure. We do have a link tree. It's on the Instagram.
Can I plug my podcast? Linked,
go we for have it.
I bet. Listen to Beyond the Mat.
Also a part of U92 The Moose.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta love it.
I might have some of you fellas on if you learn Mat. You gotta learn Mat.
Not a big Mat guy.
Not a big Mat guy.
I will go just to your podcast, sit down and only say the word Mat the whole episode. Will that help you?
The only Mat I'm really into right now in April is Matt Carpenter.
is he back on the Cardinals?
Is he?
I thought he was.
I think he is.
That man had one of the best 2 month grounds of a Yankee I've ever seen in my life.
Speaking of Matt on the Cardinals, Matt Holliday's son, the number one prospect in the pipeline, Jackson Holliday, just debuted yesterday.
And immediately dropped a pop fly.
And threw it high home.
And he threw up on it. but, yeah.
You know who wouldn't do that? Stephen Kwan.
Stephen Kwan, Gold Glove.
You know who also wouldn't do that? Bryson Stott.
You know who would definitely not do that? Gold Glove winner Anthony Volpe. So
No.
Somebody who definitely would not do that is Miles Gaskin. Conclusion of episode.
Yep. You know, end it.
We end it there. The most relevant player mentioned.
End it on Miles Gaskin. Stay tuned to our socials. We will be hopefully putting out content soon and through the summer break. But with 2 more episodes left in this school year, we will see you guys in the next one. This has been Stirring the Pot. Appreciate y'all for listening.
See ya.